together.
Choose to make a positive impact. Lead SA.
With a few minutes before we get to the latest in Eyewitness News at 5, you would know that on Cape Talk, we talk a lot about our heroes, our Lead SA heroes. And every month, there is a Lead SA hero. In the month of December, that person is Jessica Lam, who founded the anonymous donor Facebook page, UWC Fairy Godmother. And she's our winner and joins us in studio. She just received her certificate that's right here in front of me. And it reads, congratulations on being an active citizen and for leading SA. Thank you for serving your community. Jessica, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you. This is such a surprise.
Let's talk about this. I mean, a number of us, whenever we talk about universities and some of the challenges confronted by STEM students, we hardly hear of students who don't have something as simple as sanitary towels and other bare essentials, must-haves. And you decided, together with the people that you work with, that you're going to do something about this.
Yeah, it was kind of a spur of the moment decision. I reached a point where I really just couldn't take it anymore. The excuses were just too sad. I mean, you know, for missing tests, missing exams, couldn't turn a blind eye to this kind of thing anymore. It started mainly with the need for travel funding. UWC, University of the Western Cape, is in a particularly hard-to-reach area of Cape Town. So a lot of our students struggle with taxi fare, with train fare to get to campus. So that's really where we started. And then very quickly after that, it was books too. And quickly after that, it was things like food, sanitary towels, as you mentioned. Those just basic necessities that some of our students do not have access to.
So how does it work? You've got the student in need of something specific, and then you link them up with a donor who is able to provide?
So it's just a Facebook page. How it works is students can send a request to the page. They can send it by private message. I read that request. I give the student request a little number. And then we use that number to identify the student on the page. So what we're really, really concerned with is protecting students' dignity.
Yes.
So no student's identity is ever revealed on the page and ever photos of students or anything like that. Their dignity absolutely comes first. So all requests posted are anonymous. With that little number, as I say, so we can just keep track of who's needing what. And once it's on the page for a couple of hours, sometimes maybe as long as a day, but usually just a couple of hours, some awesome person out there, we call them funders, will also send me a little private message. And then we link them up. We give the funder the student's banking details. And after that, it's just a matter of an easy EFT.
The Facebook page is UWC Fairy Godmother. A few examples, and I know it's still early days. I mean, it's 2 months into this, right?
Two and a bit,
And already, look at that, Lead SA Hero for December.
Awesome.
But examples of how you've helped.
Examples of how we've helped? Sure, one recent one that was posted just a few days ago comes to mind because it broke my heart like no other.
Yeah.
Was a young woman. She's turning 20 years old in just a few days, so really a young woman. Her mom has suffered a few strokes in the last couple of months and recently passed away. Her family comes from Port Elizabeth, so she's had to return very quickly to PE to look after her younger siblings. The youngest one is just 4 years old. And she doesn't have money for mom's funeral. She actually doesn't have money to buy her little sister crayons for school next year. So you know, as I say, the kind of needs we're meeting grew and grew, and this is a need that we're absolutely going to meet as well. She recently received an awesome 1,000 rand voucher to go shopping at Checkers, which is going to sort them out with groceries for a good long while, going to buy that stationery that little sister needs. So that's the kind of request that we're meeting. As I said, as well, travel funding, just getting students to campus so that they can write their exams, that kind of thing. Very often a need for groceries, things like data. I need electricity so I can study at home in the evenings. We had a student who needed a new pair of glasses because she just couldn't see what she was reading. So many and varied. We try to keep it university related, but if we can help, we do it.
To get involved, to assist, go to the Facebook page, UWC Fairy Godmother. Jessica Lam is our lead essay hero for December. We appreciate the work that you're doing, and thank you for coming into the studio. And hey, look at that.
Very cool. Thanks for having me. And let me just say, thanks to our students. It's all about them. Yes. They put in the hard work and they are just awesome.
Appreciate it. Jessica Lam, go to the Facebook page, assist where you can, UWC Fairy Godmother. It is time for the news, and this Eyewitness News is brought to you by Samsung, a way of life.